بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن أحسن الكلام كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. So this is lesson number 55 in our series on أعلام السنة المنشورة of Sheikh Hafiz al-Hakimi rahimahullah. In the previous lessons, we've been looking at the events of the Day of Judgment, and this is part and parcel of belief in the last day, which is from the pillars of Iman. And this is the basic structure that Sheikh Hafiz rahimahullah has laid out his book, going through each of these pillars and looking at the details. So what we established in the previous lessons is that the Day of Resurrection, there is, we start with Al-Ba'ath, which is the resurrection of the bodies, and this will then lead to Al-Hashar, which is the gathering of mankind in an altered earth, which has been made a huge expanse or a plain. And this is then followed by the mawqif, which is the standing, where mankind are basically waiting. And after that will be al-arad wal-hisab, which is where we now have the presentation of the deeds and the reckoning or the accounting. This will then lead to the distribution of the suhuf, which are the deeds, the scrolls of the deeds for each person. And following that will be the mizan, which is the weighing. And this is where we ended up in the previous lesson, the mizan. And we looked at the issue of what will be weighed, and the scholars have different views, and from the scholars are those who say that there are different scales, there isn't one scale, there are different scales, and there could also be different scales for different nations, but there are different scales, and the things that will be weighed, there will be different scales for different things to be weighed. So the deeds will be weighed, the scrolls will be weighed, and even the bodies will be weighed. So that's where we finished. Now, in this lesson, we are going to finish that discussion. And we have some speech from Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, just to conclude that discussion that we had previously about the mizan. And once we finish that, we'll move on to the next topic that Sheikh Hafiz, he brings. So if you remember, question number 122 was, what is the evidence for the scales on the Day of Judgment? And we mentioned some ahadith, or the Shaykh mentioned some ahadith. One of them was the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud, where the companions used to laugh at his skinny legs, legs. And so the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that, "By him in whose hand is my soul, they are weightier on the scales than the Mount of Uhud." And then another hadith in which Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that on the Day of Judgment there will be brought a man, innahu yu'ta la yu'ta bil rajul al azim as samin yawm al qiyamah, a huge, large, obese man will be brought on the Day of Judgment, and he will not weigh with Allah, not even the wing of a fly. And so regarding this is evidence from the Sunnah to show clearly that people themselves will be weighed, right? The scales will weigh people as well, and that the scales are true and real. So commenting on this, Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah, He says, and I'll basically summarize because it runs over a number of pages, so I'll try to make it concise as much as possible. The Sheikh goes on to say that it is Allah Azza wa Jal who will place the scales, he will establish the scales. And he goes on to discuss the issue of, it's mentioned in plural, al-mawazin. And therefore the question rises, is it one scale or many scales? Sheikh then mentions the ayat in the Quran that we mentioned in the previous lesson, which you are familiar with. From them is the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. We shall place the scales of justice on the Day of Judgment. And in another verse, وَالْوَزْنُ يَوْمَئِذٍ الْحَقَّ. In another verse, it says that the weighing on that day will be the truth. So the Sheikh goes on to discuss this issue. Is it, you know, one scale? Is it more than one scale? He mentions a hadith of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, kalimatan habibatan ila ar-Rahman, khafifatan ala lisani, thaqilatan fil mizan. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, subhanallahi al-azim. So he brings this hadith in which Allah's Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, two words are beloved to ar-Rahman, they are light upon the tongue, heavy on the scales, subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, subhanallahi al-azim. So in this hadith, it's mentioned al-mizan in the singular, right? So this would imply or indicate there's only one mizan. And he then asks the question, how do we reconcile between al-mizan being mentioned in the singular in some texts and the mention of al-mawazin in the Quran and in other places? So the Sheikh goes on to discuss the view, and he is of the view, it's his view and opinion. He says, وَلَكِنَّ الَّذِي يَظْهُرْ وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمْ أَنَّ الْمِيزَانِ وَاحِدٌ. He says that which is apparent is that the scales are one. There's only one scale. And as for the places where it's mentioned in the plural, al-mawazin, the Sheikh says that that's on the basis that the things that are being weighed are different. So the deeds are weighed, the scrolls are weighed, the bodies are weighed. And that's why in those other places where Allah Azza wa Jal mentions al-mawazin, it's on the basis of that which is mawzoon, that which is basically being weighed. Right? So the plurality of the scales is not because the scales is more than one, it's because the things being weighed are plural, are more than one, right? It's the deeds, it's the bodies, and it's the scrolls. That's the view of the Sheikh, Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen, rahimahullah. And as you remember from the previous lesson, we discussed the view of Sheikh Salih al-Sheikh, who discusses the other view of the scholars. He says that this interpretation is not correct, because in the specific mention of al-mawazin means what it says in the language, that there is more than one scale. And that interpretation is incorrect. But anyhow, that's, as we can see, these are different views among the ulama. The important point being, irrespective of whether there's one scale or more than one scale, we know that our deeds will be weighed, our scrolls will be weighed, and our bodies will be weighed in a manner that only Allah knows. So after that, the Sheikh goes on to say that these scales are true and real. The way they have been described in the texts, it shows that they are hissiyya, that they are real, perceptible, real, tangible, and that the weighing is going to be in the same way, like in a similar way to what we understand in terms of weighing that we understand. And that's because the words, the asal in the words is that we take them to mean the same thing, right? So if it mentions scales on the Day of Judgment and it mentions the weighing and it mentions something being heavy and something being light, then we understand it in the sense of the meanings that we are already familiar with in this world, that we have scales and we put things on one side, put things on the other side, and one goes high, one goes low. Like, we understand it in the same way, unless there is something that shows us otherwise. Unless there is something that shows us otherwise. So this proves that the scales are true and real. It is a true and real scale that will weigh the deeds, weigh the scrolls, weigh the bodies in a way that, you know, Allah knows best, especially about the actions, the deeds. The Shaykh goes on to say that some groups have departed from this understanding. From them are the Mu'tazila, we mentioned in the previous lesson. These are the people who basically try to make the texts to submit to their intellects. So their intellect is the foundation. So they said, well, how can the deeds be, how can deeds be weighed? How do deeds be weighed? This does not really make sense. So they said, the scales aren't real physical scales. What it really means is the concept of justice, the concept of al-adl. So al-mizan is al-adl, not that there's an actual scale. And again, this is incorrect. This opposes, it is batil, as the Shaykh goes on to say. And the Shaykh goes on to say that the fact that in the texts it clearly mentions like this concept of ar-rajhan, meaning that one will outweigh the other, and it mentions he whose deeds are weighty and he whose deeds are low, like khaffat, they become light, right? This shows clearly that it is a true and real weighing. It is not something just merely conceptual. It is something that will actually take place. And this becomes even more evident in some other texts that we shall look at, that the Shaykh is going to mention in a short while, when the scrolls are weighed, and the man has one scroll and 99 scrolls of evil deeds, and they are weighed and they outweigh. Right? So this shows that this is true and real, a true and real way, and so therefore the view of the Mu'tazila is false, and anyone who is similar to them. The Shaykh goes on to say that there are two additional issues to look at. The first one is, how can action be weighed? Because action is an attribute of a person. How are attributes weighed? And it's not walaysa jisman, it's not a tangible thing where it can be weighed. The Shaykh goes on to say that Allah Azza wa Jal, He is able to turn the deeds of men into entities, into physical entities. Right? Just like Allah Azza wa Jal will turn death. Right? Death is a concept. Death is a concept. Death is not a thing that we point to, it's here or there. But death is a concept. But Allah will turn that into a ram on the day of judgment. This shows that meanings and concepts are things which don't have tangibility. They are not something that can be pointed to, don't have an essence. That Allah is the creator of all things, and he can do whatever he wishes. He will turn those things into real, tangible things in the hereafter. So, Shaykh goes on to say, this is not وَلَيْسَ هَذَا بِغَرِيبٍ عَلَى قُدْرَةِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ وَلَهُ نَذِيرٌ. This is not strange. This is not something, you know, that we should be surprised at regarding Allah's power. And there are other things which are similar, just like death will be made in the form of a ram and will be sacrificed between paradise and hellfire, despite the fact that al-maut huwa ma'na, it is a meaning. Death is a meaning. It's not a jism, walaysa bijism. So this is the first issue. So that should be clear. The second issue is, now he comes on to the issue of what is it that's going to be weighed. He says that it is clear that it is the deeds that shall be weighed, whether they are good or whether they are evil. So both the good and the evil deeds will be weighed. It is action in general that will be weighed. They mention some ayat in the Quran. يَوْمَ إِذٍ يَصْدُرُ النَّاسُ أَشْتَاتًا لِيُرَوْا أَعْمَالَهُمْ فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. The day in which the people are brought, arranged, so that they may see their deeds. So whoever did an atom's weight of good will see it. Whoever did an atom's weight of evil will see it. So it's clear that action, whether good or evil, that this is what will be weighed. He mentions the same hadith about the two words which are light on the tongue, heavy on the scales, beloved to Ar-Rahman. This is another clear evidence to show that what will be weighed is al-amal, is the action that will be weighed. He then goes on to discuss the other issues, the scrolls and the bodies. So he mentions that hadith about that man who will be raised, and he will have 99 scrolls of evil deeds. Allah will say to him, do you have any excuse or do you have any deeds? Like, can you excuse yourself from all of these 99 scrolls of evils, or do you have a good deed that might compensate? And the man says, La ya Rabb, no, O my Lord. And Allah will say, rather you have a good deed. And one scroll, small scroll, will be brought. Within it is what he said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. So it will be said, O my Lord, this one scroll against all of these scrolls. So it will be said, Innaka la tudlam, innaka la tudlam. Indeed, you shall not be wronged. So then these scrolls will be placed on the scales, that one good deed here, one scroll here, and the 99 scrolls on the side, and the one scroll will outweigh all of the rest. So the Shaykh says, وَظَاهِرْ هَذَا أَنَّ الَّذِي يُوزَنْ صَحَائِفُ الْأَعْمَالِ. What is apparent from this hadith very clearly, is very apparent, very clearly stated in this hadith, that it is the scrolls that shall be weighed. Shaykh then goes on to say, there's other texts that also show that the bodies, the amil, the one, the doer, that he shall be weighed. He mentions that hadith of Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, and likewise the hadith of the, he mentions the ayah, فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنَ, that we shall not give them any weighing on the Day of Judgment. He mentions the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud. So he goes on to say that from all of this it's clear that there is al-amal wal-amil wal-amil was-sahaif. There's the deeds, there are the doers of the deeds, and there are the scrolls of the deeds. So then he summarizes the various views from the scholars who say that the way we understand this is that some scholars say that from the servants are those whose deeds will be weighed. From the servants are those whose scrolls will be weighed. And from the servants are those whose bodies will be weighed. And each one will be a representation of his deeds, good and evil. Right? So, meaning that it's all the same. So, a person might have his body weighed, but his body being weighed is inclusive of, like, his sifat, his actions. So that will be a weighing in that respect. And the scales can weigh that. There are others whose scrolls will be weighed. But the scrolls contain all of the deeds. And so therefore, the good and evil. So some will be weighed in that way. And there are others whose actual deeds will be weighed. The deeds that Allah is able to turn from what is an attribute into an actual entity, and then that will, the entities, and that will be weighed, good and evil. So this is the view of some of the scholars, and others say al-jam' baynahuma an yuqal innal murad yuzanu biwazn al-amal innal murad biwazn al-amal an al-amal yuzan wa huwa fi as-sahaif wa yabqa wazn sahib al-amal wa yakunu li ba'd an-nas. He goes on to say that other scholars, basically they say that what is intended by all of this is that it is the actions that will be weighed. And most of the texts, this is what the texts indicate, that it is the actions that will be weighed. And as for the weighing of the person of the action, this will only apply to some people, not everybody. To some specific people, not to everybody. So some other scholars explain it that way, right? So as you can see, this brings us really to an end of this hadith. As you can see, the scholars have different interpretations as to exactly what will be weighed and whether there's one scale or different scales, but at the end of the day, whatever the truth is, the fact is we know that our deeds, good or evil, will be weighed. This will happen in a way. We know in a general sense there are scales or a scale, and there might be scales for different nations because they have different legislations, different guidance. There might be, and there are different things that will be weighed. It makes no difference. At the end of the day, it's the good deeds versus the evil deeds that will be weighed. And that is what we should, enact based upon our belief and our conviction in these affairs. So that's the end of that discussion. And this brings us to the next issue now, the next part in the sequence that we are discussing, and that is As-Sirat, which is the bridge, the bridge. So this is question number 123, and Sheikh Hafiz, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, ما دليل الصراط من الكتاب? What is the evidence for the book, for the bridge from the book? And he answers, قال الله عز وجل, Allah the Mighty and Majestic, he said, وَإِن مِّنكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَى رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا ثُمَّ نُنَجِّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَنَظَرُ الظَّالِمِينَ فِيهَا جِثِيًّا. There's none among you except that he will pass over it. It is something that is decreed firmly, firm and decreed with your Lord. Then we shall save those who feared Allah, had taqwa, and we shall leave the wrongdoers therein. We shall leave the wrongdoers therein. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى يَوْمَ تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَسْعَى نُورُهُمْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ. The day on which you shall see the believing men and the believing women, their light rushing in front of them and by their right. An ayat which are like this, to the end of the ayat. So this is from the Quran. This establishes that there is a bridge that everyone shall walk over. Sheikh Ahmed al-Najmi rahimahullah, he comments upon this and he says, the meaning of al-wurud, wa in minkum illa wariduha, in the ayah. So wurud huwa al-murur ala sirat, right? This means passing over. Everybody, all the believers will pass over the bridge. ثُمَّ يُنَجِّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. Then those who had taqwa will be saved. The Shaykh goes on to say, وَالظَّاهِرْ أَنَّ كُلَّ مَنْ يَمُرُّ عَلَى الصِّرَاطِ لَا بُدَّ أَنْ يَخْرُجَ مِنَ النَّارِ. Says, what is apparent from this is that everyone who passes over the bridge, anyone who passes over the bridge, that he will eventually leave the hellfire. Why? Because the only people passing over the bridge is actually the believers. The believers. So if you pass over the bridge, that means you will eventually come out of the fire. And the reason for that we shall see shortly, inshallah. He says, in fact, he goes on to explain, because no one shall pass over the bridge except illa man لا يمر على الصراط إلا من منعه أصل إسلام والتوحيد إلا من منعه. Right, so I'm not sure if that's correct. إلا من منعه أصل إسلام والتوحيد. No one shall pass over the bridge. Maybe it's إلا من معه أصل إسلام والتوحيد. No one shall pass over the bridge except the one with whom there is the foundation of Islam and Tawheed. أَمَّا الْكُفَارِ وَالْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالْوَثَنِيُّونَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ فَهَؤُلَاءِ كُلُّهُمْ يُسَاقُونَ إِلَى النَّارِ سُوقًا. Right, as for the people of disbelief and the hypocrites and the polytheists and the idol worshippers, then all of those will be driven into hellfire. وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ زُمَرًا حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا وَقَالَ لَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ رُسُلٌ مِّنْكُمْ. Those who disbelieved will be driven towards Jahannam in throngs, in large in groups. until when they come to it, the doors will be opened, it will be said to them, the keepers will say to them, did not messengers from among you come to you? To the end of the ayat. And he also said, لَهَا سَبْعَةُ أَبْوَابٍ لِكُلِّ بَابٍ مِنْهُمْ جُزْءٌ مَقْسُومٌ, that it has seven doors, for every door there is a people apportioned to it. And he also said, أُحْشُرُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا وَأَزْوَاجَهُمْ وَمَا كَانُوا يَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ فَاهْدُوهُمْ إِلَى صِرَاطِ الْجَحِيمِ وَقِفُوهُمْ إِنَّهُمْ مَسْئُولُونَ مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَنَاصَرُونَ بَلْ هُمُ الْيَوْمَ مُسْتَسْلِمُونَ. This is a passage in Surah Safat speaking about the wrongdoers being gathered together and their partners and whatever they used to worship besides Allah, and then being directed to the path of Jahim, to the path of hellfire. And then they will be stopped and they'll be asked, why now are you not helping each other? Why not are you helping each other now? Why can you not save each other and help each other now? But today they will be in silent submission. Right, so the point here that the Shaykh has mentioned is, so as we said before, the weighing of the deeds is only for the believers, because aslan the kuffar have no good deeds, because it's devoid of iman. So they will not be subject to the weighing. Then there will be the siraq. The only ones who will pass over the siraq are the believers. As for the people of disbelief, they will be driven beforehand into Jahannam. So this means that those who pass over the bridge are only the people of iman, and the hypocrites before that, likewise they too will plunge into hellfire. They will ask the believers, they will be just like they used to deceive the believers in the day in the life of this world, by pretending that they are with them, saying we believe, but then going back to the shayateen, you know, to the devils, and then saying we are with you, to their own devils among them. On the day of judgment, they will be given the same treatment, right? So they will ask, can we take some of the light of the believers, when the believers are basically going to advance onto the bridge? And so they will be told, step back and go to such and such a place, and they will think that they are going to be given light, and then a wall will be erected and they will be closed off and they will not be given any light, right? So the disbelievers and the hypocrites will not pass over the bridge. It will be the believers who will pass over the bridge. And that's the end of what Shaykh Ahmed al-Najmi, he said, rahimahullah. And we have some speech here from Shaykh Salih al-Sheikh. And he says, As-sirat huwa tariq, was-sirat tariqun mawdu'un ala dhahri jahannam. This is a bridge placed over Jahannam, hellfire. It is a bridge that leads the people from the arasat, al-arasat, meaning the plains, the plain of the earth where they were standing before, to the path towards paradise. Whereas for the hypocrites, before they go into the hellfire, they're in a place and they have a path that goes to Jahannam. As for the believers who pass over the sirat, once they come on the other side, that then leads to a path that goes to Jannah. The Shaykh goes on to say that this passing is what is mentioned in the ayah, وَإِن مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا, as we mentioned earlier on. And the description of this bridge has come in the Sunnah. And in the Sunnah, it says that it is, the Shaykh calls, فَإِنَّهُ دَقِيقٌ جِدًّا وَطَوِيلٌ. It is very small, very long, very narrow, very long. And on its side, there are thorns and hooks, which Allah has decreed to snatch people who are decreed to be from the people of the hellfire, and that the people will pass over the bridge in different ways, and they will pass over while they are fearful. Even the prophets and messengers, they will pass over in fear. They will say, before going over it, Allahumma sallim, sallim. Oh Allah, grant us safety, grant us safety. And beneath this bridge, there will be darkness. It will be dark. And it will not be clear to people. It will not be clear to people who want to pass over the bridge, to the believers, where there will be righteous believers and sinful believers. They will not really be able to see because it's all dark. As for the disbelievers and the hypocrites, then they will be gathered together in the darkness, and they will be thrown into hellfire like mosquitoes. You see the mosquitoes in huge, swarms, and they will fall into hellfire. That's before the bridge. She goes on to say that what has come regarding its description is that it is thinner than a hair and sharper than a sword. And this description has been rejected by the Mu'tazila once again, and likewise the rationalists, al-aqlaniyun, or the rationalists, wal falasifa, and the philosophers. They said, this cannot be understood. How can a bridge have a description like such and such? But anything that has come from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it's established in the Sunnah, it is obligatory to have iman in that, because this is the world of the unseen. We cannot make analogies between the world of the unseen and the world of the seen. In the world of the seen, we see certain things, we experience certain things, we develop understanding, the ma'ani, meanings and concepts. And in the hereafter, we understand the meaning and the concept because of what's been described to us, but the realities are not fathomable. This does not mean that the realities are not true and real. They are true and real. So we cannot reject that which Allah's Messenger, which is come in the Quran and the Sunnah of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the end of what Shaykh Salih al-Sheikh says, and this takes us to question 124. And here now we get some more descriptions from the Sunnah. ما دليل ذلك وصفته من السنة. What is the evidence for that and its description from the Sunnah? The Shaykh goes on to say, رحمه الله, فيه أحاديث كثيرة منها قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث الشفاعة. There are many ahadith regarding it. From them is his statement, صلى الله عليه وسلم, in the long hadith of Shafa'ah. There's a lengthy hadith that deals with the intercession. Within that hadith it is mentioned that this bridge, يُعْتَى بِالْجِسَرْ فَيُجْعَلُ بَيْنَ ظَهْرِي جَهَنَّمْ, that a bridge will be brought, it will be placed over the two sides of Jahannam. And so they said, O Messenger of Allah, وَمَا الْجِسَرْ, O Allah's Messenger, what is al-jisr, what is this? So he said, مَضْحَدَةٌ مَزِلَّةٌ عَلِيهِ خَطَاطِيفٌ وَكَلَالِيبٌ وَحَسَكَةٌ مفلطحة لها شوكة أقيقاء أقيفاء. So he says that this is like a bridge which is like slippery. There are thorns and hooks, or clamps and hooks on it, and it has these thorny seed like things which are hooked, and they are like the thorny seeds of a tree in Najd, which is called As-Sa'dan. So he then describes the ways in the Mu'min, Aliha, Qalbarq, Waqarrih. So he then describes the ways in the believers will pass over. The believer will pass over it, some like lightning, some like wind, meaning the speed of wind, Waqa'ajaweed al-Khail, some like the best and the swiftest of horses, War-Rakab, and then those who, other than them who ride on horses, Fanajin Musallam. So therefore there will be he who is saved. He is saved, meaning he's not taken by the thorns or the clamps or anything. Wanajin Makhdush. And there will be one who is saved, but in the process he is lacerated, meaning that he's taken by, affected by the clamps and the hooks and whatever, but he doesn't fall off. He's saved. مَكْدُوسٌ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمْ, and one who he falls into the hellfire, حَتَّى يَمُرَّ خِرُهُمْ يُسْحَبُ سَحْبًا. Right, so basically in this hadith, it shows that the people will be passing over in different ways. Some will pass safe and intact. They will not be affected by the clamps, the horns, the anything. They will go all the way across. Others will pass, but they will be lacerated by, you know, and then others will fall in. And of course, all of this is in accordance with the deeds, the righteous deeds, the sins of a person in the life of this world. Then he says, وَقَالَ أَبُو سَعِيدٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ بَلَغَنِي أَنَّ الْجِسْرَ أَدَقُّ مِنَ الشِّعْرَ وَأَحَدُّ مِنَ السَّيْفِ. It has reached me that the bridge is thinner than a hair, and it is sharper than a sword. So this is the speech of Shaykh Hafiz Rahimullah, Shaykh Ahmed al-Najmi, as a brief paragraph or two. He says, this hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu regarding the shafa'ah, it is a long hadith in Bukhari and in Muslim. Al-Bukhari mentioned it in the chapter on Tawheed towards the end, regarding the statement of Allah, وُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاظِرَةٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَةٌ. So, regarding these verses, some faces will be bright, looking at their Lord. And likewise, he mentioned it in Kitab al-Iman also, at the beginning of Sahih al-Bukhari. And the Sheikh goes on to say that if the bridge is thinner than a hair and sharper than a sword, and it is stretched over hellfire, and hellfire surrounds it from every direction, from above, he says, مِنْ فَوْقِهِ وَمِنْ تَحْتِهِ وَعَنْ يَمِينِهِ وَعَنْ شِمَالِهِ, how is a servant able to pass over it? He's only able to pass over it by Allah's mercy. It is purely by Allah's mercy, because a person in that time will not be able to pass except by what he has of good deeds. Right? So meaning, if a person is surrounded in every way by Jahannam, and even the prophets and messengers will say, Allahumma sallim, sallim, out of fear, then what? You know, this is a reminder that the only thing that will take a person to the other side, safe and sound, is his actual deeds. Likewise, we have some commentary on question 124. This is from Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, and he also discusses about the bridge. He says that this bridge, among the scholars are those who say that it is actually a path that is actually wide, and people will pass over it based upon their actions, because as-sirat, we understand it to mean in its linguistic sense. And he also said that it is a slippery path.